All right, this is the Freak Show, Wild 94.1 Bay's Party Station. Now, we just got the news that apparently Pamela Anderson is getting divorced after 12 days.
Wow.
Is this telling... Okay, first of all, she was marrying a dude that was 74.
Mm-hmm.
She's 52.
He always said that he wanted to marry her. I believe they dated way back in the day.
Right. Now, remember our confession to Seven?
Yes.
When they were talking about that the girl thought she was out of his league.
Yeah.
Or he was out of her league.
Mm-hmm.
This kind of screams to that because Pamela Anderson, this dude, that was his fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes, it was.
He met her apparently at the Playboy Mansion like years ago and said he would marry her one day. So now they cross paths. He's 74 now. He's, I guess, a director or whatever. She's 52. They get married. 12 days later, it's rap.
Yeah.
Is this a better, like, if we can take something from this story, is it that people are so into the outer cover of the book that they don't really get to know the book?
Yeah.
Because I would put Kim Kardashian in that realm because it's like when they say her and Kanye are having issues, Kanye dreamed about her through other marriages, and he was like trying to get to her. He was with people, she was with people, and they were trying to get together because he loved her so.
Right,
like,
sometimes your fantasy is better off left at that, and the reality of it is a major disappointment. The thing that comes to mind is a movie. It's a Nicolas Cage movie, and it's called Lord of War or God of War, something like that. And he has this girl that he's fantasizing about, and he sees her on billboards, on buses, all over the world. He finally meets her, and it's kind of like,
and now it ain't what it was cracked up to be.
You build it up so much in your head that when the actual person gets in front of you or that thing is finally there, it's not what you thought it would be.
Now, I mean, it was kind of the same thing with, I know, like, Halle Berry went through a bunch of tumultuous relationships where she was, like, abused and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And then she, got in with, like, another, I think the baseball guy, David Justice, had, like, apparently, like, abused her or whatever. And I think Wesley Snipes and her had gotten into it or whatever. And so it's like she had, like, a rough time of dating.
Yeah, she's
and
history.
She says she's hard to date. And she tells people that up front.
Right.
And when you see her going through the dating kind of turnbuckle all the time, you're like, people come into it like, I'm dating Halle Berry.
Mm-hmm.
And then they realize, like, you know, like, she's like, listen, it's difficult because I've gone through hell. So, you know, it ain't as sweet. So it's like you almost got to start getting to know these people a little better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You got, like, I mean, under the cover, at least, like, Pamela Anderson is dope if you're looking at her on the magazine. But when you go home with it, she might be like clipping toenails all over the place.
I was always very apprehensive for those, like, super fine single ladies because there's something there.
What do you mean? Because the age?
No, not the age.
There's something wrong with you.
There's a reason. And I'm not saying every single time because there's exceptions.
Let's break this down. What do you mean?
There's issues. There's craziness. There's crazy tendencies.
Because they're hot?
And single.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like, okay, all right, I'm going to go with Davi. This is a good one because y'all don't like my analogies. It's like Antonio Brown.
Okay.
Somebody who's a top-notch wide receiver and ain't got a team.
Yeah. Right?
You know it's something wrong.
Yep.
You don't know what's wrong,
mm-hmm.
but something happened.
And then on the
CTE.
But whatever it is, it's like you look at a fine girl who's like, I don't have no man. And you're like, all right, I get it that you don't want a man, and that's totally fine. But if, like, there's nothing in the works, you might be focused on your job, you might be focused on your kid. I get it.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, if you're that banging and nobody has showed up on the horse with the rose and all that.
Antonio Brown, you're
Antonio Brown.
Yeah, he'll go to a new team, and then, like, day one, day two, is like, oh, he's just misunderstood.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
By week two, he's having a tirade in the locker room, and you're like, That's crazy guy right there.
Exactly.
And shame on me for trying this guy out.
It makes a lot of sense. But it helps out all of us, like, you know, middle ground and kind of ugly guys.
Okay.
You know, because it's like the good looking ones, they damaged. Or you do question it with guys.
If you see a dude
that looks like Jason Momoa walking around and he's like, I'm not really dating nobody right now, blah, blah, blah. Women are all gonna look at him like he damaged goods, girl.
I do. I
he
totally.
Damaged goods.
I respectfully disagree with you.
Why he ain't got nobody? Mm-hmm.
Now you could list a slew of male celebrities that have never been married or have been married once.
But no, we're not talking about that. We're talking about the fact that these women that they're getting with, the guys that have dreamed for it. It's just like buying a dream car.
Yeah.
I love this car. I've saved for this car. As soon as you pull it off the lot. You now own it, and it ain't as sexy no more.
I
you driving it, and you're like, yo, I'm living it, but now it's depreciated immediately as soon as I pulled it off the lot.
Right.
I've overspent for it, and it ain't as sexy no more. So when somebody just said, you know, you show me a beautiful girl, and I'll show you a dude who's tired of her.
We got a text right now at the 727, just to be fair. It says, this is not fair. Everyone assumes a fine woman like myself has a ton of men trying to get at them, but that is totally untrue. So I have an extremely hard time meeting and dating. Y'all should do a dating morning show for people like me.
A dating morning show?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we can hook them up with people. No. I mean, don't we talk about it? But, like, what if we did do an event where we had singles come out and, like
a happy hour type joint?
Do a nut and screw party.
What? A nut and screw
party? You ain't never heard of a nut and screw party?
Men and women is what he's saying, but it just sounds really bad.
First of all, I wasn't saying just men and women.
That's what it is.
A nut and screw party. Yeah. No, you give out.
Sounds like the best party ever.
Is this a foam party that Tommy's going to be DJing at?
We used to do these in Tallahassee. It was like you give out bolts and the nuts at the door, and people try and find each other that fits, and it makes people talk. It makes people meet each other. It makes everybody collab
up. Because they all don't fit. They're all different sizes.
Right, they're all different sizes and stuff.
Yeah,
so people are running around like trying to meet the person that got theirs, and you make like different prizes, whatever. But it gets people talking, and they're like, you know, hey, I got this. I'm trying to screw. Can I see your nut? Blah, blah, blah. Like, it makes it. Listen, I'm trying to help them.
This sounds very sexual.
I mean, of course it does. You know? But, I mean, we can help the people. If there's a fine woman walking around out there, she's like, I'm not getting tried.
Yeah.
Then we got to help her.
You going to get tried today.
You going to get tried today. We can just throw out your Cash App.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.